Are you ready to reach the unreachable? First, I want to thank Matthew West for that intro from his forgiveness song. Next, I want to welcome you to our Reach the Unreachable podcast. This is a GFI podcast, and I'm your host, Sherry. Thank you for joining us today. Reach the Unreachable with Glorified Fitness Incorporated, or GFI, where we offer holistic fitness for the body, mind, and spirit. We're turning typical fitness into glorified fitness by including exercise and full-body massage chairs for teens and adults, and tutoring and educational activities for children and adults age 5 and up. With the sights and sounds of motivation and encouragement, we're inspiring our clients and staff to reach the unreachable in their fitness goals. At GFI, your whole family can reach the unreachable. Connect with us online at glorifiedfitness.com.
Before I share what identifies or defines me, tell me, what makes you who you are? Are you defined by the mistakes of your past? We all make mistakes, and there is never just one mistake that we will make during our lifetime, so if you allow your mistakes to define who you are, you will never be confident in your identity because you will actually start to believe that you yourself are a mistake. Well, that is not logical or practical because we all have the same Creator and He does not make mistakes. Are you identified by what other people say about you? That is a very dangerous thing to do because people can be very opinionated, and the opinions of people are very different and biased. That is because our opinions are based on our own experiences and thoughts, and let's face it, not everyone goes through the same thing and not everyone thinks the same way. Besides, why should it matter to you what other people say? Are their thoughts going to make your life better? If not, they should not be held in high regard. Are you identified by your negative thoughts of yourself? Many times, we exaggerate what we see when we look in the mirror. It happens whether we see something good or something bad. Unfortunately, many of us focus on the bad and it becomes our identity. However, we need to see ourselves the way God sees us. After all, we are created in His image, so we are inherently fabulous. Don't let your negative, unrealistic thoughts define you. Are you identified by your Creator? My identity comes from my Creator. My Father God is the only one who can define me. When we are little children, it is God's desire for our fathers to lead us down the path to our true identity in Christ. We see in Genesis 5:2 that once we are married, the wife finds her identity in her husband, who in turn finds his identity in Christ Jesus. The fatherless and unmarried should look to Father God for their identity. Wherever you find yourself in life, you can rest assured that we are whomever God says we are. So, who does God say you are? He tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." I hope this message was helpful to you. Until we meet again, I pray blessings for your life.
Just a little something to think about. Remember, you can always reach the unreachable with Glorified Fitness Incorporated, GFI for short. Have a very blessed day, and to God be the glory.